Ready for some questions then?
Yeah, man. Hit me.
Okay, well, the first one that pretty much I'm pretty sure you got you answer all day today. The band broke up for almost over 10 years. What was the decision to make to bring it back together?
Well, it's been 15 years.
Yeah,
I guess. And yeah, man, it's like I mean, I was done with the music industry when we stopped. That was in the time of Fierce. After that, there was kind of a 15-year radio silence, and I started kind of had that itch again. I wanted to do something with music, so I started a project called C-187, and that one didn't, you know, do very well. I mean, we sold, I think, like 2,000 copies, so that was not very good. But during that time, period of time, when I was doing the interviews for the C-187 project, you know, the interviews kept asking me about Pestilence, you know, and also the fans, you know, in all those 15 years, you know, they kept saying on forums and emails, like, you know, Pestilence, this and that. So that's kind of triggered me to, you know, to make a comeback.
Oh, okay, and did you had anything in mind of what you wanted to go back to the old Pestilence or to the Pestilence of Spears? No ideas behind what you were going to create?
Not really. It's like I was kind of blank in that because, you know, I never want to do something that I've done in the past. So, you know, I don't want to rehash the past. So I knew that I didn't want to do Consuming Impulse Part 2 or whatever, or Testimony Part 2 or Spheres Part 2. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of pointless because then people will say, like, well, you know, it sounds like, you know, it sounds like Consuming, you know, these guys haven't changed at all, or, you know, nowadays there's so much much music out there. There's so many bands that, you know, you have to stay true to your own style, and so we kept true to the personal style. But I do think that you know, it's kind of a combination of all those albums molded together, and Resurrection Macabre is kind of for me that this is how Pestilence really should sound, like, you know, super brutal, play technically and catchy. You know, that's, you know, back in the old days, I mean, we were so much younger, and then there were different rules, you know, what we consider a good song. So in that regard, we have changed a lot, especially me.
And what were the musical influences that you had during the years that you were not making the band and you decided to start your project?
Sorry, can you say that again?
Yeah, what bands do you can you say that influenced you to during the time that you were not making music, so to make this new sound?
Well, actually not so much, because we're not really a band that listens to a lot of death metal or kind of the music that we make ourselves. I mean, I do like extreme music, you know, don't get me wrong, but, you know, let's say if I would listen a lot to Hate Eternal, then I would get influenced by that, and I don't want to do that. So, the music that we were listening to a lot was, like, just, like, more like the fusion, the jazz, and, you know, a little bit more technical music and stuff like that. So, stuff that is far away from your own music. Otherwise, you get, like I said, influenced just too much. So, not so many death metal bands, you know, that kind of get on. And if we do listen to, it's more like the older material, like let's say the Ripping Corpse album, you know, Dreaming with the Dead, or, you know, Possessed, you know, Beyond the Gates, and stuff like that, you know, more like the old stuff that kind of, you know, gets the metal juice flowing.
And you mentioned that, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of bands now. Were you ever afraid that you were not going to be able to measure up against anybody else and kind of taint the name of the band by coming back not so strongly?
Yeah, I mean, that is something, because if you use the name Pestilence, you know, there's great expectations from lots of different people, you know, people from the Consuming Impulse time, people from the Testimony time, you know, everybody wants it to sound like that, and then you will just disappoint. So we had to, you know, just come up with the best music that we could using the, you know, the Pestilence style, but not, not copying yourself too much. So it had to be new and fresh, because, like, the music scene has changed so much. You know, we got bands now that are like ultra technical and brutal and extreme, and it's difficult to you know, to use the name Pestilence and not being compared to what you've done in the past.
Yeah, exactly. And how are you guys happy with the end result of Resurrection Macabre?
I thought it was a great album. It's a great comeback, and like I said, I mean, I wish this was, you know, the album that we would start out with. I mean, it's like, it's technical, great musicianship, especially Peter Wildhuber on drums. That was did an awesome job there. Back in the old days, we would practice a lot, you know. I mean, not so much like every day, but like every weekend, and then the band would come together and we would practice. But recording the Resurrection Macabre album, we hadn't seen each other. I mean, me and Tony Choi, we hadn't seen each other in 15 years or something like that. So, and I never met Peter Wildhuber before. It's just like an email understanding, like, okay, let's make an album tour. So we were sending over files and back and forward, but it was just a big surprise for us to come together and see each other for the first time, and then, you know, making this monster of Frankenstein, you know, making it come to life. And I think that's the way to go. Not over rehearse your songs too much, because then the enthusiasm is just not there. You know, just go in the studio and then play what you rehearsed and repeat it for 10,000 times in the past. So we want to keep it fresh and not rehearse too much. I mean, obviously for the upcoming tour, we have to do a little bit of rehearsing, because everybody's going to kind of get used to each other. But I'm happy with this new lineup, because it's an all Dutch group now, so everybody can, like, you know, visit each other and actually hang out, instead of like feeling that you're just like a session musician.
And do you think that now, with the advances of technology, since the band broke up to now, would this album have been possible back in the and the late 90s, middle of 90s, the way that you made it, going back and forth over the internet and stuff?
No, I definitely would. It wouldn't work. You would just have to, rehearse a lot, and then hopefully in the studio you'll find out you're not the worst musician, because a lot of the times in the studio you'll find out that, damn, you know, what's up with this, you know, and then you find out how terrible you really are, you know. So you just have to know your instrument. You've got to practice your instrument, and I think that's the key. You have to have the passion to do so, and but nowadays life goes so fast, you know. I also back in the old days, I was so much younger. I didn't have a family, I didn't have any kids, so that was my life, Pestilence. That was the only thing that I lived for. And if we would get a bad review or something like that, that would kind of, you know, that would eat me up, and I would, you know, kind of get depressed over it now. I feel so much released because, I mean, I got my my steady job. I got a wife. I got kids. So pestilence is not like my main thing. You know, it's just like, yeah, that is also a big part of my life, but it's not the only thing that I live for. And then it makes it so much easier to feel not so much a pressure, you know.
And yeah, I mean that makes perfect sense. And what about, I mean, yeah, you guys have a pretty kind of extensive tour coming up, coming to the U.S. and then if dates in Europe and everything. How did you decide to finally do the band full time again for this month?
Right. Well, releasing an album, you can reach many people, but you can reach more people by actually just going there. And there's nothing cooler to be on stage and, you know, be joined by all those fans that listen to your songs and know your songs. They know the words. I guess pretty much anybody will tell you the same. It's like, you know, being in a band and playing those songs live, nothing can pretty much stop that. That's like, that is ultra cool. You know, it's something that is like, it gives you, well, you know, it gives you a boost, you know. And so, yeah, we just want to come out, and especially, you know, it's been so long since we said, well, actually not, it was not so long, because we're supposed to be the Maryland Death Fest, but we were on American soil for just a little bit, you know. But actually, actually, you know, coming back and do a tour to support an album that has been out for a little while already, but, you know, it was released in Europe, a couple of months before, so it's kind of still a little bit fresh. But you have to tour. You have to tour and, you know, to support and promote the album. So that's what we're doing.
Did you have any, like, personal conflicts with your job and family when you said, okay, I'm going to take off for a month or so?
Well, to be honest, my wife, I mean, she totally supports me. And my kids, I mean, they're young. They're 3 and 5. But the oldest start to realize him. I mean, we've toured for Resurrection in Europe already for some time, and then, you know, also recording the album. So I have been away from home, and I have to say sometimes it's pretty difficult because you miss a lot, you know. And like I said, you know, it's not my main thing anymore, just to be on tour all the time. I mean, I don't think that any good father would want that. So I think it's more like effective, you know, to be on tour for, let's say, like 16 or 17 dates, and knowing that after that you'll have plenty of time to come back home or to go back to your job. I mean, I have to take all my vacations, vacation days, and maybe buy some days. You know, here over in Europe you can buy,
yeah,
days, like extra. I guess you, over there you can do that too, right? It's just like when they found out that, you know, I was in a band, they were, you know, because I have a pretty serious job, and they're like, so what is that, you know? And then they check YouTube, and now it's like they kind of accept the fact that, you know that I play music and that I have to, you know, sometimes I gotta go. But I like to plan things in the weekend, like festivals and stuff, so we do it over the weekend, that it doesn't really, you know, harm or bother anybody.
And just going back to the album, what are the concept and ideas behind it and the lyrics?
No, not really. The whole new thing for me is that, you know, I mean, although I did write some lyrics in the past, you know, and Marco used to pretty much write all the lyrics, and I really couldn't be bothered, you know. It's just like, whatever, you know. It's just like something that we, yeah, you sing about this, and then you sing about that, and then, you know, it's just like, you know, you don't want to be too much of an image band. So, but back in the days that we, you know, we would talk about good and evil and God and Satan and religion and all that crap. You know, but this time it's more like you know, reality topics, you know, stuff that you see in on the TV, like like war and drug addiction, you know, and killing and stealing and all that crap, you know. So it's more like, you know, for me it's like something new that I wrote all the lyrics for the album. Of course, again, you got a bunch of people saying, well, you know, Marco's lyrics are way better and all that stuff. Yeah, well, you know, it's just, you never can please everybody.
It's
pretty difficult. So, you know, that, like I said, the topics are you know, are not so much out there, you know. It's a lot more reality based, I guess, and it fits the music. The music is, you know, it's pretty aggressive and, you know, and heavy, and not too symbolic or theatrical, you know, this time. And also for the new album, you know, I don't want to like get into some sort of a concept mode, you know, because I think it kind of takes away from you know, the free thinking in an album. I think you should, you know, touch a bunch of topics instead of just going like what we did on, for example, on Testimony of the Ancients.
Yeah, exactly. And do you think that you want to continue doing albums for a while more, or you're undecided if you're going to call it quits after a bit?
No, actually, it's like we got 5 songs already written, and like I said before, just doing it the same way, going into the studio unrehearsed and just see what we can come up with, you know, in a month, and just get crazy. we're gonna record the new album in September, and the release will be somewhere next year, February or something like this. So there's gonna be another Pestilence album, definitely.
And what do you think about the current? I mean, because you guys coming back also was pretty much around the same time Cynic came back, Forbidden, and a lot of the bigger bands from back in the day are coming back. Do you think that this had to do? I mean, this positively impacted the scope that Pestilence is getting with the last album.
It's kind of strange and weird because, like I said, I don't listen to too much death metal or whatever. So, and you know, I didn't really know what was going on in the scene when I started, you know, bringing back, you know, Pestilence to life. I started to, you know, check forums and get on the internet and see what's going on. And then it's kind of crazy. It's like, wow, man, Cynic has a comeback, and all these, like you said, like you mentioned, those bands. All these bands are like having a revival, you know. It's like, I think it's a wave, you know, with the popularity of music. It's like a wave, you know. You had like times when, you know, when grunge was really big, and now it's dead again. You had a time where like hip hop, you know, was really big, and now it's gone. So there will always be times where death metal will be like, you know, not gone, but like in subcultures, and then you get like new bands like Brain Drill and Hate Eternal and all that stuff, you know, all that good stuff. So it was just like a coincidence that around the same time that Pestilence came back together, there was a revival of this heavy music. You know, it was always there, but now when the revival comes, a lot of bands come back, like Atheist, you know, and like you said, Forbidden, and you got even those old groups like Accept and whatever.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That, yeah.
Michael Schenker group, you know.
And do you think that, I mean, you guys with 4 albums pretty much achieved like a pretty high position in the ranking, well, you could call it rankings of death metal, and do you think that now it's possible for bands to do something like that now, since there's so much music being released these days?
Yeah, I think the whole thing of looking up to bands and that's kind of gone, especially when the internet got really, really big and people can ventilate their opinions on the internet. Look at a site like Blabbermouth, you know. Back in the days that when you would go to a record store and buy the album, buy the record, you know. You had a long player, you had an album. Then came the CD, and then when the internet came, you know, people could exchange like that, and then people could ventilate their opinion on a band. Back in the days, you just bought a magazine, and you look at the pictures of those huge bands, like Metallica, Megadeth, Slayer, you know, all those bands. And now, you know, everybody is bashing Dave Mustaine on Blabbermouth. So you did. And there's a ton of bands coming out. So, and there's a ton of music that you can choose from also because and through the internet. So the whole thing that, you know, the whole special thing about a band, it's kind of gone a little bit because everybody's got MySpace nowadays. You know, everybody's got Facebook. Everybody's got blah, blah, blah. You know, so I remember when I had a video, like a VCR, a VHS tape of a very poor picture of a possessed show with Jeff Becerra when he was still able to walk and run playing bass. And I was like, wow, possessed, man, come on, you know. Everybody's like, I can't even see it in a picture who these guys are, you know. But you know what I'm saying? That was so special. And now there's so many bands out that you can, you know, fans get like, it gets cluttered, you know.
Yeah, the whole mysticism is lost now, but even with the wait between albums, we think.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So, yeah, but, you know, hopefully the album is doing well. I don't know too much about, you know, how much it sold in the States, but I think that we still have a good fan base over there, and we're ready to come over and destroy, man.
And are there any other, like, final words that you want to say to the American fans that are going to be waiting for the tour at the end of May and June?
Well, the only thing that I want to say is that they are as anxious as we are. I mean, we definitely want to come out there and play the new stuff and play the old stuff, and, you know, everybody could have a blast, you know. We just want to bring people together and, you know, forget all that, you know, death metal bullshit. We're just ready to come over and make good music and put some smile on people's faces. That's what it's all about, you know. Come together, have fun, drink some beers, and get crazy.